Hey guys, it's Lee Smotty and this is your Nerd of Godcast, Daily Devo. So, I want to talk about change and inconsistencies. Two things I do not enjoy. And I know I'm not alone. See, no one likes this. No one likes when they go see a movie and suddenly you kind of notice something that doesn't make sense, some things don't add up, some plot twists make no sense, have no real substance to them, or you're watching a show and there's characters that are there and there's all this buildup and then they're meaningless and we just don't like that, or even worse, you get all this buildup and a character becomes super significant and the next thing you know that character's gone and this whole thing that you loved and story that you loved is completely altered because now it has to adjust to not having this big central person. And it's just aggravating because change and inconsistencies, they're aggravating. Right now I'm rewatching my favorite show because quarantine, and I've seen this, you have probably heard me talk about it before, Gilmore Girls, several times in the past, and I still am watching it and catching things that I haven't noticed before. And this time around, what I'm noticing is a lot of kind of little things that don't connect, things that don't make sense. Maybe it's a person that was dealing with something in one episode, and then all of a sudden in the next episode, it's like that thing didn't ever happen. Or hey, there's this person that used to hang around a lot, and now they're nowhere to be found. And things are just constantly changing in a weird way, and it bugs me. And the thing about that is, on a much bigger, more stressful scale, that's what life is. Life, especially right now, is filled with all of this constant change and inconsistency and uncertainty. And in these times that we're living in, it seems like every day we're waking up and something new is happening, some new news is breaking out, some new adjustment has to be made, and we're all having to deal with what's going on, how do we deal with it, and what does this mean for us? And it can be so overwhelming and so stressful. I want to remind us all right now that even in the middle of a time where we feel so uncertain about our jobs, about our finances, about our health, our families, our state, everything, the world, there is something that hasn't changed. There is something that is still consistent, has remained consistent, and will always be consistent. And that is God's love and promise for us. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That means no matter what, no exceptions, regardless of the circumstances, that is constant. His love and promise to be there, to uphold you, to guide you, has not stopped. So right now, if you're living in a moment in your life like it seems all of us are, where you're just going, my goodness, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what this all means. Remember, we can't control the changes, the wonkiness, the uncertainty, the bad times, but we can choose to cling on to the faith and the hope and the constant, everlasting promise of God's love and peace for our lives. So trust in Him now more than ever, because He is the thing that won't change. He won't let you down. He won't stop illuminating you. He won't stop loving you. He is there to give you hope and give you peace in a time where and the world is serving up nothing but. So trust in Him, rely on Him, breathe some joy, because God's got you, He's got this, and we need that right now. That's all I got for you guys today. For more Nerd of God fun, you can visit us online at nerdofgodcast.com or check us out on all the socials. That's at Nerd of Godcast, and we'd love to chat with you, connect with you, and exchange whimsical animated games with you. Until next time, friends, I'm Lee Smotty, and remember, God's got you. No matter what, whatever happens, He's in control. Also, make good choices.